I see a very powerful physical team. That they've some really explosive ball carriers right up to their number ones and threes, right out to Sidivini out wide. So there's certainly that element that is a big part of their game, which is why they can attack at will and defend well as well.
Gregor, Sheridan Spoils in the group stage last season. What are your recollections of those two encounters?
The Clermont game away, we got away with a bonus point, and that was a little bit of a victory in some ways to get that at home in Clermont. Obviously, this one's in Bordeaux, but that was it. And we tried to play a game, and they were tough, physical, and there's certainly some learnings out of that we've taken into this year. But I'd say they'll be the same.
Not a home game as such for them, obviously on French soil, 300 miles away, 42 straight wins on their own patch. A slight edge given that it's in France, but Leinster going to travel in numbers as well.
Exactly, and we're hoping that maybe there's a bit of roadworks on the way on the bus, if they do bus there, and just to sort of distract them a little bit maybe. But it certainly is, in France the crowd are going to be buoyant, and hopefully the Irish supporters can be loud. They've sold, I think, 13,000 there. Their portion of tickets have sold out, so it's going to be loud, it's going to be proud, and it's going to be all go, you know.
And looking at Clermont, their line out ranking very highly on the Amlin Points Index, and their defence also a key element in their win against Saracens.
Yeah, I think in the Saracens game, they went out with a plan, and they did the plan, and it was effective. And they effectively just said, right, we're going to play down your end, and weren't too worried about the Saracens' rush defence. They've got good kickers, they've got good rugby brains there, and like I said before, they've got some good, hard physical players, as well as a lot of dynamicness there too, so they're pretty covered, you know.